Team Movers Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwankeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Daddy, we exalt you, we magnify you, we adore you, we thank you for another time in your presence. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for doing what only you alone can do in our lives. Thank you, Lord God of heaven. Thank you, the life of our hearts. Thank you, O God of heaven, for doing what only you alone can do in our lives. Lord, even as your word go forth, Father, speak, O God, to your people. Father, let your word bring healing. Let your word bring deliverance. Let your word bring salvation. Let your word bring solution to every challenges of their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, your word, O God, that will proceed forth, O God, this hour. Father, it will manifest. It will bear fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not return to you void, O God. Your name alone be praised and glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, prosperity in Jesus' name, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, "Whosoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Oluchi Favor, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today, we will be looking at a topic with title, "The Big Family of God." I give now to Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you this evening because you're faithful. I commit all our listeners to you, and I pray that you're going to open our eye of understanding. Help us that we'll become better Christians you want us to become, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we pray from this evening that you're going to help each and every one of us, that we're going to make it to the family of God. We're going to be active members in the family of God, and we know our right in the kingdom. Thank you because you've answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now, this evening, we are looking at a very important topic, the big family of God, the big family of God. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. I term this the big family of God because the family of God is large and it transcends beyond racial boundary and beyond all human boundary. It is the family of God contains the white, the black. The family of God contains the Hausas, the Yoruba, the Fulani, and all the tribes in the world. The family of God contains people from different continents in the world, and that is why I termed it the big family of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The Bible says you were a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 10. The Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. Now we can see the characteristics in the family. Now the family is a group of people closely related by blood and adoption. God's family is a unique and the best family to belong to. Let's look at John chapter 1 in verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Because God's family, he gives power to as many are members of the family. We know we have two types of family. We have the nuclear family, we have the extended family. Now, the family shares some things in common. Now, in the family, we have the saints, we have God the Father, we have God the Son, who is our senior brother, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have the saints that has gone before us, and every believer in the earth that believes in Jesus Christ, irrespective of where they are located or where they sojourn, we are one family. Now, the family of God shares some things in common. And what are the things the family of God share in common? We have fellowship. There is communication. In 1 John chapter 1, in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. There is fellowship, there is communication in the family. There is love. In John 13, 34 to verse 35. Verse 34, the Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now there is love, there is forgiveness and forbearance. These are the things we share in common. Now in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Now there is forgiveness and there is forbearance. You can also check up in Colossians chapter 3 from verse 12 to verse 13. Let's go there. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bearers of mercy, kindness, humbleness of heart, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. There's thing we share in common. We share forgiveness and forbearance. He said we should forgive one another. Remember, Peter met Jesus Christ and said, how many times will my brother offend me before I will retaliate? Jesus Christ said, until 70 times 7. And then, in other words, Christ is trying to say, or he's trying to make him understand, that forgiveness should be at all times. That we should forgive at all times. There is no need to retaliate. Let's leave vengeance for the Almighty God. These are things we share in common in this big family of God. In the family of God, there are rules and regulations. In Isaiah 28 from verse 10 to 13, you know, some people say, there is liberty. Truly, yes, the Bible says, in the presence of God, there is liberty. But remember, Paul the Apostle said, let our liberty not be an occasion for the flesh, because there are rules and there are regulations in the family of God. There are laid down rules and there are procedures in God's family. In Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 10 to verse 13, the Bible say, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is a refreshing, yet they would not hear, but the word of the Lord was unto them. Precept upon precept, line upon line, there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Now we can see here there are rules and there are laid down principles in the family of God, and we must obey God's word to the last. And then in the family of God, there are many vessels. There are many vessels. Just like in the common family, there are the most intelligent, there are the dull in the family. There are the hardworking in the family, and there are the lazy ones in the family. There are the optimistic in the family. There are people that are pessimistic in the family. There are people that are doing well. There are people that don't do well. All hands are not equal. And that is how it is in the family of God. There are many verses. Let's open to this part of the scriptures. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 to verse 21. I love this passage of the scriptures because it is informative and is a part of the scripture that we should always evaluate our life, our fellowship with God, our walk with God with. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 and 21. Verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. What does the Bible say here? He said, in a great house, there are many vessels. In the family of God, we have different capacities. Paul the Apostle gave an explanation. He said, there are prophets, there are teachers, there are evangelists, there are pastors, there are those that they render help, giving alms. There are different vessels in the house of God. But the Bible said there are some to honor, there are some to dishonor. Now, he said, if any man purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Meaning that if any man will purge himself continuously, that is when he will become a vessel unto honor. Just like saying, there are Christians, there are people in the family of God that they are below God's standard. When I say below God's standard, God has a plan for them, a very beautiful plan for them. God has a plan that they will be the head, not the tail. But at the end of the day, they are always at the tail. So God has a plan that they will be rich, but they are still poor. God has given them everything they need to survive and succeed in life, but still, they are not operating in these angles. And God say, if any man will purge himself of this, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. My prayer is that you will be sanctified and meet for the master's use in the name of Jesus. Amen. Remember, in the family of God, there is no race, there is no tribe, there is no color, because it transcends beyond all human boundaries. When I see my family member, I know, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, and the Spirit bear witness in us that we are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. If you have your time, you can read it. There is a family reunion where Christ, our eldest brother, will wed. Your garments must be white to participate in this ceremony. Are you ready? You can check up that in the book of Revelation chapter 29 from verse 7 to 9. Revelation 29, 7 to 9. We made it to this family by adoption. Remember, we sing this song, we are heirs of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son. There are heirs. The heirs are the children of Israel. Now, they are joint heirs. The joint heirs are the Gentiles, but all of us are all make up the what? The family of God. Remember, in the definition of the family, a family are people closely related by blood or adoption. Either you made it through the blood or through adoption. We are one family. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a great time and awesome time in the presence of God. Glory to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. Yes, our today's topic is still the big family of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm part of this family. And I know you'll be part of this family at the end of this world in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, it said, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. Praise Master Jesus Christ. God, by his blood, he made us to be part of his family. He said redemption through his blood. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. I read TLB fashion. He said, now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but ye are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We all belong to God. So by redemption, we belong to the family of God. And what affects others is not permitted to affect us, because we are the child of the kingdom. Not just any kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom that supersedes every other kingdom. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So as many that receive and accept his lordship belong to this great family. As many that we believe and accept his lordship today, we also belong to this great family. In the name of Jesus Christ, the family of God, the kingdom of light, is a large one. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7, it made us to understand that through the cross, we have been adopted into God's family, receiving all the benefits and blessings as his children. That is what Jesus did for us. Moreover, we are full heirs of God's rich inheritance, overflowing with his grace, mercy, and love. In love, he predestinated us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, and according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his gracious grace, to which he has blessed us as his beloved. He has blessed us. Praise Master Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verses 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Bible says, for this reason, Jesus came to destroy the works of darkness. He said he came and translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, which is the kingdom of light. That is the family of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The family of light. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. These Bible verses imply that we are enslaved because of sin, but through Jesus Christ, we are now adopted as children of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26. He said, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. How? God revealed himself in a progressive way when he first made a nation called Israel from the seed of Abraham. Later on, the entire Israel were called his own people as he selected them and became their God. Now, the Lord has called everyone to be his children by making a covenant on the cross. At the cross, Jesus gave himself and made a way for Gentiles to be part of God's kingdom. The Jews, who were the chosen people, rejected Jesus as their king. So the Lord adopts the Gentiles in his family. Now we, the Gentiles, can receive the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And we became heir with Christ Jesus as our elder brother. Praise Master Jesus Christ. We are the part of God's family. He redeems us by his blood. He redeemed us by his blood. He adopted us as his children. So we are the big family of God. So we must walk in his word so that we can fulfill his ways and make ourselves eligible to enter into his kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. And for you to be part of this great family, you must give your life to Jesus. For you to be part of this big family of God, you must surrender your life to Jesus. You must acknowledge his lordship. You must first believe that Jesus came down to the earth and became flesh and be born of a woman and passed through all that he passed through on earth just to redeem us by his blood. You must believe that Jesus came and died for you. You must believe that Jesus died for your sin. You must believe that he shed blood for your sin. You must believe that he bought you with his blood. You must believe and accept his lordship in your life for you to be part of this great family of God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 3, verses 16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Yes, God loved the world. He sent Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and Jesus came. He willingly, he laid down his life for you and I. And Jesus said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I also have the power to take it up. But I am the good shepherd that laid my life for my own sheep. I am the good friend that laid down my life for my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. He came and he laid down his life willingly for you and I. And Jesus said in the book of John chapter 3, verses 3, he said, except you are born again. Except you are born again. Except you are born again. And Jesus answered and said unto him, very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Except you believe that Jesus came for you. Except you believe he died for you. Except you believe he rose up again. Except you believe he shed his blood just to set you free. Except you believe and accept his lordship in your life. To be part of this family, the family of God, you must forsake your evil ways. You must forsake your evil ways, just like John the Baptist was crying in the wilderness. He said, repent, 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 repent. The same way we are crying. You repent and forsake your evil way. Make your path straight before him. Repent, forsake your evil way and accept Jesus into your life. Make him the Lord of all. Make him the Lord of your life. Receive him. He is the good shepherd that laid down his life for his own sheep. He is the good friend that offered himself as a sacrifice that we might be free. Turn away from your evil ways. Turn away from your evil ways and turn to the living God. Repent of those evil and turn to God to help you. Stretch forth your hand to be helped by God. Jesus is calling you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Open up your heart to Jesus. He wants you to be part of this big family. He wants you to be part of this big family. He wants you to be part of this big family. He wants you to be among those vessels. That vessel that is in Timothy, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, from 20 to 21. He wants you to be among those vessels that will be made ready for the master's use. He wants you to be that vessel that will be purged and purified and made ready. Jesus is calling you. It's knocking at the door of your heart. He's saying, my son, open your heart. He's saying, my daughter, open your heart. He said, I am the lowly Jesus that came and died for you. I'm the one that paid that price. I'm the one that paid the price to reconcile you back to my father. And I want you to be part of my family. That is why he came. He wants us to be part of that big family. The family of life, the family of greatness, the royal family, the priesthood family, the king's family. Jesus wants you to be part of the family. You are under the sound of my voice. You have not said yes to Jesus. It's time to do so. I know you are ready. Please say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word for me today. I believed you died for me. And on the third day, you rose up again. Forgive me all my sins, Lord. I am sorry for all my sins. Father, please forgive me. Wash me by your precious blood. Purify me, Lord, and make me whiter than snow, Jesus, by your blood. From today, by your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life. Lord Jesus, remove my name from the book of death. Rewrite my name in the book of life. All the days of my life, I will praise you and I will preach your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for saving these ones. Father, we pray that your grace that I brought them, that grace will preserve them. Your grace will protect them. Your grace will keep them. The voice of stranger they will not hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, we seal them with the seal of the Holy Ghost. We seal them with the seal of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You are under the sound of my voice. You are challenged in your health. And you know it. Physically, spiritually, you know you are challenged. I pray for you in the name that is above every other name. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive healings to your body. Receive healings to your soul. Receive healings to your spirit, man. Receive healing to your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse that spirit of infirmity in your life. That spirit of infirmity, I curse it to the root in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse every spirit of diabetes, every spirit of cancer, whatever name it is being called, there is a name that is above every other name. And I curse you sicknesses and disease in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you, you sicknesses and disease in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone under the captivity of the wicked, it is time for them to be set free, because the time is now. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the blood of the covenant, you are set free. You are set free. You are set free. You are set free. Because he that Jesus sets free is free indeed. I decree and I declare that you are set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree healing to your body. I decree healing to your soul. I decree healing to your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every forms of wounds in your body, receive the healing of God right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone under the spirit of depression, I curse you, evil spirit of depression, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release the joy and the oil of joy upon you. I release the garment of praise upon you. In in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, every of the desires of your people, Father, open up your hands, O God, and satisfy every desire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, every evil plans of the enemy against this one, O God, Father, turn it for their testimonies. Turn it for their testimonies. Turn it for their testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for the salvation of souls. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Be thou glorified forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This program was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-627-1571, 090-627-1571, or 080-343-70623. Thank you so much for your orders, and see you the same time next Sunday by 4 p.m. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.